your face, get your PJs on, get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again, because the odds are never ending. You don't need the reason why. Because. I said so. I'm the mom. The mom. Ta-da!
Well, you can hear how those moms in the audience adored that. Every mom I know who's heard that, just roars. And that was Anita Renfro who did that. She is a Canadian comedian. And you can see it on the web if you want to hear it. I've listened to it so many times. But it's a perfect example of how we can endure all of these struggles with our children and still have a sense of humor. And that is one of our strongest qualities, is how we don't seem to lose our sense of humor in spite of the fact that there is difficulties all around us. And now we realize that all our lives we had this war going on against us that we didn't even know about. And yet so many of us continued to struggle, raise our children, did so with love and affection, and kept our sense of humor. As far as I can tell, they have not broken us yet. Thank God, because I still see people laughing and singing, and people are still hopeful that we will get this under control, that we will have a future. So I want to do the last strategy now, which is more what we can do. This is called engage in our defense. So what can we do now that we know the details of who our enemy is? How do we fight back? How do we defend ourselves? And the group that I was working with, we thought long and hard on how we could do this. And we decided that there are three strategies that we can incorporate in this battle. And they are accept, expose, and oppose. The first strategy is accepting that this is indeed a battle. Not everybody seems to want to accept that. Not everybody is brave enough. Some people, it scares them. And so they will stay in denial, saying, oh, things aren't that bad. We'll put in a new candidate. Well, things will get better, okay? Right around the corner, things are going to get better. Well, those people aren't going to be much help. We really have to accept the fact that there is this ongoing war against the American people. It's very real. We are the enemy. I don't see Washington fixing it because it's done nothing but get worse in my lifetime. It would be nice if Trump could, you know, wave a magic wand, but I don't see evidence that he's going to be able to do that. So first we have to accept it. We are in a war. We've got to figure out how to defend ourselves. The second thing we need to do is expose it. The more people who understand it, the stronger our army will be. That's a hard one. I know we've all struggled with that because so many people just basically don't want to know. But again, I have faith that if you plant a seed, you put a little bit of information out there. The easiest thing to do is send them a copy of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and ask them, have you read this? This is pretty, pretty darn important for us to know. It's only 44 pages and recommend everybody reads it. This is really happening in America, you can say to your family, and it's time we took a look at it. I guess, you know, if they have an open mind, maybe you'll convince them to read it because it's an important document. The next strategy, again, we have accept, expose, and now comes oppose. How do we oppose it? Well, to oppose the bankers' plot for global domination, you need to understand how they are doing it. Reread the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and make your own list of hows. This will help you locate ways to empower yourselves by voluntarily putting sticks in their spokes. Now, we put together a few ideas on how this could be done, but everybody can contribute. This plight is the plight of the 99% of the population who call themselves Americans. So everybody gets a vote. Everybody should be encouraged to think about it and come up with their own ideas and contribute to this defensive campaign. There, if you're in the 99%, you are the enemy. They are attacking you. So we had three strategies, three nonviolent oppositional strategies. One, do not give your consent. Two, do not comply with their system or sign up for their entrapment social programs. And number three, do not sign up for or purchase techno traps. So let's be more specific. What do we mean by do not consent? How is it that we're consenting? We talk about this on the program all the time. First, you have to figure out how you're consenting, and then you can stop. Well, number A, we listed stop supporting the two-party political system. If you haven't heard about the Banker's Manifesto of 1892, I suggest you look it up. I'm going to read just one sentence out of that manifesto, and it is very truthful and very exposing. It exposes who these people are and what their strategy is. And here it is, quote, "By thus dividing voters, we, the bankers, can get them to expand their energies in fighting over questions of no importance to us, except as teachers to the common herd," unquote. So don't waste your time in the liberal versus conservative battle, the Democrats versus the Republican battle. That serves their purpose, not ours. They create the two-party system. There's nothing in the Constitution about having a two-party system. They've created it. They keep it going. You listen to mainstream media, they push it all the time like a tennis game. And here's the Republicans and here's the Democrats. Anyone who's tried to get a third party candidate elected has failed, and they get very little attention in the media. It is, I don't think you're going to ever see an important position like a governor or a senator or a representative who is an independent. That very rare, very, very rare. Okay, so that's A. B, stop voting. The elections are rigged, people. Get the book Vote Scam and read about it. Not only are they rigged, the only people who get to run for office are where people can raise enough money and get the attention of the media. This is why we keep having these horrible candidates. We keep having to choose between the lesser of two evils. They control this. It's not in our control, so stop voting. Number C, be careful what and how you sign. They've got us signing up for all kinds of things that are not in our best interest because we don't understand the everyday law. We don't get it. We don't get the system. In Lawfully Yours, we do our best to try to explain everyday law. But the very least, if you're going to sign something, see if you can demand that it gets explained to you. All the words should be explained to you. And even then, you need to restrict your signature by writing without prejudice above your name, because many times there are elements of this agreement, this contract, or this application that are not being revealed to you. So you are signing your consent and agreement to something you don't even know what's in the document. Okay, D, attend local county government meetings, local or county, and voice your objections. Now, they're not going to change what they're doing by you attending these meetings. I don't mean they are. I know so many people, including Catherine Austin Fitz, who attempted to influence their policies and discourage them from taking on more grants, and she failed. But what you can do by attending these meetings is ask pertinent questions that will expose what's going on to those in attendance, including the county commissioners or the city council, letting them know that you are aware of what's going on. And here's a few questions. And this information, incidentally, will be available when we put this piece up on Anti-Corruption Society. But here's a few questions you can ask publicly. Where did the money for that program come from? There's one. Was there a grant involved? What were the terms of that grant? Who signed for the grant? And how do we get a copy of it? So much of this is being done by grants, right? We've talked about that many times. Another question. Are you listed as a business on Dun & Bradstreet? If so, what do you do when what is beneficial for the county corporation is in conflict with what's best for the people who live here? I'd love to hear the answer to that question. Another one, are you obliged to do whatever rules come from the executive branch and its agencies, or do you abide by the state constitution? Another good question. What do the city county employees answer? What do the city county employees answer to? That is, who has the authority to hire and fire them? Have you adopted international building codes? Are they in conflict with the state's constitution? What formal relationship do you have with the United Nations? That is, can they make policy for the folks that live in this county? I'd love to see people ask these tough questions. It would certainly make the city council or county commissioners sweat bullets. Okay, the next category is non-compliance. Okay, how do we not comply? Well, one of the things they're doing is data collection, right? We know that. And we are providing the data. We're providing all the data that they use against us. So start to think about how many times you're volunteering data into the system. Think about maybe you don't want to do that. Think about every time you enter data into their system, try to remind yourself that it is almost always used against you. And a good example is we talked about already, the IRS. We fill out our taxes and we give them all the information. In fact, in Silent Weapons, they talk about how they get the slaves to give them the information they want. They don't even have to pay to go out and get it. And that's your tax forms. Okay, another item, item C, medical care, which is not health care. We are consenting all the time to giving information when it comes to health care. We fill out those forms. Those forms are designed to be used against you. They want to know if anyone in your family had heart disease, and they have a whole list of relatives you're supposed to snitch on. Or did anyone have diabetes? Or has anyone had a stroke? People, you have to realize that the way they use that information is when they give you the medication and you have a bad outcome, they go right to your chart, and it's in the computer, and they blame it on your relatives. They blame it on your genes. That just makes it more difficult for us to have any ability to influence the medical care we receive when they gather all this information and they use it against us. Okay, another way that we need to look at is how we're dealing with money. People have talked about this many times. Item D is money, resist the cashless money system. Don't use grocery card, discount cards. Get out of debt. Buy local and buy organic. And don't take bribes, even when they are called incentives, bonuses, grants, or donations. I have a friend who falls for every time a bank says, if you open an account with us, we're going to give you this little gift. If you open an account, the cable companies do that all the time. If you open an account with us, we'll give you 6 months free service. These are all hooks, people. Don't fall for them. Do not fall for them. This is an old strategy of Rockefellers. You lower the price until you get all the people coming over to your store. Then you put the other guy out of business, and then you're free to increase prices. And that's how they do it. Don't play that game. Don't volunteer to be surveilled. And this is a hard one because people, I can't seem to reach anybody on this one. As long as you keep your cell phone with you, you will be surveilled. People don't get that, but it's a fact. If you agree to having smart meters installed on your home, you will be surveilled. If you use Google, Facebook, or Gmail, you are agreeing to be surveilled. The information gleaned from all of this surveillance is compiled and used to manipulate the population. I don't know how to convince people to give up on Google, Facebook, and if they're going to use a cell phone, keep it in the car, only use it for emergencies. And I would hope that everybody now knows that you have to say no to smart meters. Smart meters are not there to make your life better. They are a part of a surveillance system. And in Lawfully Yours, we have a notice that you can send to your power company should they be considering putting a smart meter on your house. And put sticks in the spokes of the global domination agenda wherever you can. Whatever you can come up with, do it. I know it. You can't drop a bomb on them. They pretty much, we don't even know where we would drop the bomb, for goodness sakes. But we don't have to cooperate, and we can continue to put sticks in their spokes. And there's a whole bunch of ways we should maybe do a show how to put sticks in the spokes of the global domination agenda. Okay, and the last one is avoid the techno traps. That, I think, is so important. I gave up this technology addiction. It occurred to me, oh my gosh, it must have been 15 years ago. I was replacing one program with a new program. I was replacing this computer with a brand new computer, this phone with a brand new phone with a better phone, this radio with a better radio, this stereo with surround sound, and the technology just kept coming at me. And I realized that how much money I was spending getting rid of perfectly good things to replace them with the latest thing. And so I put myself on a technology budget, and I do not regret it. It's addictive, I know, but why did everybody have to go out and buy an iPhone when they had a perfectly functional cell phone? I still haven't done that. I absolutely don't want to be connected to a computer every waking minute of my life. I love being able to leave the computer and get back to my life. So I know probably the RBN listeners aren't guilty of that one, but you certainly know people who are, and you certainly can say to people who visit you, I would appreciate it if you leave the cell phone in the car when you're in my house. Thank you so much. We're going to have to get a little more assertive and do that. So now we have a summary table that we'll also be putting up to explain what these strategies do and what they can accomplish. And then I will take callers. The summary table of defense strategy. If you do this, you do it to get this. Okay, we're going to start. Read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars to get an understanding and acceptance of our plight. Read What, Where, How, When, Why, and Who so you get a full awareness of the enemy and its weapons. Read In Defense of Humanity on anticorruptionsociety.com to reinvigorate your enthusiasm for your human status and future. Hold on, we'll be back shortly, and I have just a few more points here, and then I'll take calls.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'd like to continue reading the summary table of defense strategies. Okay, send silent weapons for quiet wars out far and wide. What do we get for that? Enemy exposed and ability to operate by stealth destroyed. Send defense strategies out far and wide. And what do we get then? A large educated army that is capable of defending humanity. Stop supporting the two-party system, and what do we get then? A weakened enemy by reducing its ability to divide and conquer. Stop voting. What do we get then? A weakened enemy by reducing info inputs and false perception that it has our permission. Be careful what you sign. What do we get then? A weakened enemy by eliminating the presumption of our consent. Attend local government meetings and ask pertinent questions. What do we get? A weakened enemy by fear of exposure or accountability. Withhold contributing data whenever possible. And what will that do? Weaken the enemy by reducing its ability to use computers to generate predictions. Learn and share the truth about the IRS. And we have a link to 31 questions and answers about the IRS. I recommend everybody reads it. What do we get? Weakened enemy by reducing its ability to claim legitimacy. Withhold information from the medical industrial complex. And what do we get? Some protection from them and their ability to harm your health or weaken you. Use cash whenever possible. And what will that do? Weaken the enemy by reducing its ability to collect and analyze purchasing data. Stop using store discount cards. And what will that do? weaken the enemy by reducing its ability to collect and analyze purchasing data. Get out of debt. And what will that accomplish? Stronger families who are less vulnerable to the games of usury. Buy local and buy organic food. And what will that accomplish? It will create stronger, healthier, more prosperous communities. Don't accept bribes, even when they are called incentives, bonuses, or grants. And what do we get? A weakened enemy and its ability to use our energy against us. Don't agree to surveillance. And what would we get? A weakened enemy by reducing its ability to collect and analyze data. Get out of techno traps. And what do we get? A weakened enemy by reducing its ability to collect and analyze data and divert our attention. Demonstrate loyalty to fellow countrymen. And what do we get then? A weakened enemy by reducing its ability to divide and conquer. Commit many random acts of kindness. And what do we get? Stronger resistance by reducing the feelings of separateness and isolation. And the last one on our strategy list is live in honor. What do we get? Stronger resistance. As right can then make might. So that's our analysis of what we can do. We aren't helpless. It's not hopeless. The more we think about it, I think people have ideas that they could add to this list. But we need to think creatively. We need to be courageous. And we need to admit that there is an ongoing war and it is being waged against the American people every day. Okay, now I'd be happy to take callers. The first one on the list is Roxanne from Texas. Roxanne, good evening.
Hi. Well, I want to expand on your WHO on your list, because there's much going on behind the scenes that most of us don't even understand. Okay. The top auditor from the Vatican resigned 2 days ago, okay? And then a top Vatican official, he was a pedophile, he was named. Now, we know the Rothschilds loaned to the Vatican in 1832. So more than 5,000 pedophiles have been arrested in the U.S. in the last year, okay? Under Trump. And it...
Hold on, we're going to break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back and we're talking to Roxanne. Roxanne, it's not the Catholic Church, sweetie. I mean, I looked at Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and there is absolutely no evidence that there's any Vatican involvement in that plan. Not any. So I think looking for the Vatican, and even though the Vatican has a lot of problems, no doubt about it, they're not in this silent war against us. This is an economic warfare controlled by the bankers.
Yes, and I have to get to that because I have it's bullet points, and it's going to be kind of hard for me to do it real quick because, you know, y'all get 2-3 hours to say something, but I'm trying to. Okay, so have you heard anything about the talk of the Jeffrey Epstein Island? It's called Little St. John's Island or James Island.
I don't know how that pertains to Silent Quiet War. How does that pertain?
It all ties in because you're asking who, and these are the pedophiles. These are the bankers. These are the people.
I'm asking who, based on Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, was a declared war against the American people. Using their work, that's the conclusion we've come to now. We also know that in 1933, they made us the enemies of the state, officially, legally. We talked about that on another show. So to stray into a religious point of view or a Vatican point of view doesn't fit with the parameters of what we've been exposing for weeks and months at all.
It's all financial.
It is financial.
And this is how they do it.
The financial world is... The financial world is...
Did you see there was a 4.7 earthquake there? What they're trying to do, what Trump is trying to do is bust up the bankers. And what we have to do is take down the bankers. And he knows that. And this thing's so entrenched, it's ridiculous. And what he's trying to do is get the pedophiles out. That's more than 5,000 have been deleted, put in jail. But what he's what I believe Trump is trying to do is bust. And he already said we are going to go down because the petrodollar is worthless.
Okay. That's a whole nother can of worms. But just to remind you, Trump approved of 5G. 5G is a very much an integral part of this system that we've been talking about. It's a silent weapon. So when Trump approved 5G, I said, okay, they put in 5G, investigate the nightmare that's going to be 5G. That is another silent weapon, and he did not prohibit it. He did not stop it. So I'm afraid I'm back to saying that Trump is not going to stop these people. He's not going to stop the smart meter, smart grid, or the 5G. And he's doing nothing to stop the medical community from doing the horrible nightmare. All of the things that I talk about, Trump isn't stopping any of it. Sorry, but
it's hundreds of years that's embedded. He's trying. You have to go step by step by step.
Meanwhile, he's sitting there while they're escalating the vaccine requirements, and we've got more children dying. So step by step doesn't work for me. We got to learn how to say no to these things that are killing us today. And our energy, in my opinion, Roxanne, I appreciate all your wonderful thoughts, and you got a great sense of humor. I really always enjoy you calling in. But we named the weapons that are being used against us right now today. And I don't see any reason to sacrifice one more baby on the hopes that Trump is going to all of a sudden change something, or sacrifice my relatives to Big Pharma on the hopes that Trump is going to stop them. I don't see any sign he's going to control these agencies and make them stop killing us.
Why would your family go to big agencies, number one? You said resist, don't do it, sign your name. Why would your family go to a big agency, number one? You have to ask yourself. They shouldn't go to a big agency.
I didn't say anyone should.
I've never been sick. My husband's never been sick. We haven't been to a doctor in 30 years. For what? Why go to a doctor?
Do you have children, Roxanne?
No.
You have children?
No.
Do you have grandchildren?
If I don't have children, I would never have grandchildren.
Well, I understand that, but not if you have children doesn't mean you have grandchildren who have showed up yet. Do you have grandchildren?
I have no children. I have no grandchildren. The point is, why go to a doctor?
Okay. All right. Well, see, when you have a child, then you're probably going to understand it a little different. Parents have to look at these things.
I have 15 nephews and nieces. And okay. I understand, and none of them seem to go to doctors ever. I don't know why, but they don't seem to.
Well, okay, that's good. Well, listen, we have other callers. In fact, we have three other callers. And it's already, 20 till the hour. So thank you. I'm sorry we disagree on this one. People think they can avoid doctors, and you've done a good job, and I applaud you for that. Unfortunately, you can also get in a car accident, and children can get hurt or injured, and you can't always avoid them. But so you need to understand how to navigate that system as well. Okay, thank you, Roxanne. I'm glad you called in. Can we take Fred in Michigan before we run out of time?
Hey there, Al.
Hi.
I distinctly recall in Synagogue of Satan, some guy by the name of Jabotinsky, somewhere around the year 34. And
is this the one, Synagogue of Satan, that Carrington wrote? Yeah, Hitchcock wrote? Okay, go ahead.
Yep. I think it was the year 34. And the guy stated that every man, woman, and child of Germany is the ultimate enemy of every Jewish man, woman, and child on the planet. words to that effect.
Okay.
Now, recently, it was, well, that's also there in that book, 2001, 3 October. Ariel Sharon, Shimon Peres on KOL Yisrael radio over there in Radfag land. Did you know that Tel Aviv is the global queer capital of the world?
And it's also
the global capital for the white sex slave trade, according to Haaretz, the Jerusalem Post, Israel Times, 2005. It's a $1 billion a year industry, the global white sex slave trade industry. Now, Shimon Peres, Ariel Sharon, in response to allegations of dual Israelis at the Office of Special Planning of the Pentagon, and of course Chertoff and Rudy Giuliani and all these other satanic Talmudic scum were involved in 2001, like Larry Silver Swinstein. They said, well, what's the big deal? We own America. Bibi Netanyahu told one of the late night talk show guru boys of his tribe, oh, in response to the question, how is it Israel accomplishes all of its objectives? Oh, that's easy, Bibi said. We have America. And according to JINSA, Jewish Institute National Security Affairs, they are the ones who have the program LEAP, Law Enforcement Exchange Program. They bring all the sheriffs and chiefs, et cetera, over to Israel, and they brainwash them, program them with all of those diabolical, barbaric law enforcement tactics that they have perfected on the sinless, innocent Palestinians at all.
So, okay, Fred, can I throw something in here? I also follow that story about our law enforcement's going over to be trained by the Israeli Defense Forces. Do you know who paid for that? AIPAC. What is the number one lobby in Washington that all senators, Cynthia McKinney exposed that? If you don't take a pledge to AIPAC or Israel, you don't get money for your campaign. In fact, they hire somebody. They get someone else and support their campaign to get rid of you. AIPAC, do you know how much money we give to Israel? You know all this. I know you do, Fred. I can tell how educated you are. The amount of money we give to Israel every year is outrageous. The amount of money we give to the Vatican is probably zip.
What we got to do is we have to, like Roxanne, I share and I applaud her passion, her energy. We have to take it to the streets. Remember the Doobie Brothers, taking it to the streets, right? That ought to be a theme song, taking it to the streets, get out to the churches, the student groups at the colleges, et cetera. Get them onto this intel data. Let them listen to your broadcast, Chris Hinckley, Herzog, et cetera, and, direct them to websites. But you're right. Donald Trump, a year ago, I couldn't believe my ears. He pledged his undying eternal allegiance to AIPAC last year. Okay?
Yes.
And when I saw with my eyes on YouTube, Trump is the swamp, Trump's elite Jewish mafia, then I saw 9/11 Truth, Trump's good friend, all about Larry Silver Swinstein. It blew my mind. Then there's Alan Sobrowski. Israel did 9/11, all the proof in the world.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely. I know all of that, and I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you, Mike, Fred. Thanks.
And so what we got to do, we got to demand. I'm going this week. I'm going to start calling my U.S. senators and a U.S. rep. I'm going to demand a cessation of all American taxpayer welfare to Israel, and they have to recall all of American taxpayer contributions since 1948 or whenever the hell it began. We got to deport all dual Israeli Talmudic Jews, wherever they are, round them up, get them out of here. I say send them over to the Bikini Atoll. Get them out of here. The same with the Wall Street bankster gangsters. We end the Fed. We end the IRS. They're all freaking Talmudic Jews anyway. They're right. Good for great white shark. They make great meals for great white shark, okay?
Okay. All right. We have other callers, Fred. I appreciate you pointing all these things out because I have run across them. I think Deanna's talked about them. We are very familiar with what AIPAC is up to, and people need to look into that, folks. The Vatican doesn't bribe the legislature. The Vatican doesn't do that. We don't give billions of dollars to the Vatican every year. And when you talk about Israel, people need to understand it's Rothschild's Israel. I have an article on my website where his heir admitted he bought land in Palestine prior to the Balfour Declaration. He wanted that area of the world under his control. And by the way, in case you don't know, the Samson option, they have armed themselves, that little snotty country has armed themselves with atomic weapons. Okay, thank you, Fred. Let's get on to Mike because we're going to be running out of time. Thanks so much for calling. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'd like to encourage people to do combat things with noise in the system. I think you can, you know, if you're on social media or you've been on social media, you can like things that you don't really like. And for years I've heard about teenagers swapping their phones around so that it messes with the algorithms. And obviously it would be kind of juvenile, but if you're skipping out of school, you swap phones with your friend, your parents, if they're following you on the phone, think you're at school when you're not. I mean, you can if you have similar contacts, there's no reason not to swap phones with somebody just for fun, and it puts noise in their database.
I love that. And my husband, that's my husband's favorite strategy as well. I love that.
Yeah, so there's strategies to combat it. But one of the things you mentioned, you know, and I've seen celebrities going back to like old flip style phones because their smartphones are getting hacked by the paparazzi. The problem is, and I had this personally experienced this, I had a Motorola 757 flip phone. It was actually an early smartphone from like 2007, 2008. You can still buy them like refurbished and brand new. But the problem is AT&T and other these networks are kicking these phones off. The networks. So, you know, you can get a more modern, up-to-date phone with a GPS and all that crap in it. But one of the things that you have to be careful, but you can do it, is you can use an old TV preamp booster, and you throw a bunch of noise into it, and it will block GPS. So you can create a little GPS blocking bubble around your car. And, of course, so there's plans for these things on the Internet. And so a lot of these cars now, they're trackable by GPS. You rent a car, and it's tracked by GPS. Or the police can put a GPS tracker underneath your car if you're, like me, a refusenik who won't carry a voluntary ankle bracelet. That's what I call cell phones, a voluntary ankle bracelet. So there's techniques, you know, and there's ways to, you know, be like a guerrilla information warfare resistor, because that's what they're doing. They're doing information warfare on us.
I absolutely, and I'm so glad you got that. And I'm trying to get people to understand that we're feeding them this information.
I've lived it for 20 some years. They've done phone interference with me, and some of the local people finally realizing this after some of the Facebook crap that's been going on here recently. They're like, "Oh, the tinfoil hat local TV guy's not as crazy as we thought all these years."
That's great. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Okay. Now, I think we have time to say hi to Chris, but not much more. We're very close. Do you have something you could say real quick, Chris? It's always good to hear from you.
Well, I can. One, I want to give you accolades on your commercial with the high priest of medicine and so on and so forth.
Thank you. That's a great one.
Here's a solution for people. When they ask you those constitutionally invidious questions into your privacy, you simply state, "I'm sorry, that information is private, and you can't have it."
Yeah,
it throws it into it.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you.
And remember the Miranda warning: anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And if they don't have something to charge you with now, they'll make something new up in the future and retroactively try to apply it.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Chris. Well, this was a lively conversations we had with people tonight. I hope everybody has a chance to look at this. I will post it. Please stay tuned and listen to our Saturday night imaging prayer. We do need to spend some energy imaging the world that we want and the world we know our children deserve, a beautiful, peaceful, happy one. Okay, thanks. We'll be back next week. Good night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.